Welcome to this week's episode of the My Hockey Life podcast. My name is Brandon Hall. Today's episode will feature my interview with John McGuire, the Division I champion Waltham High School, Mark Igoe's interview with Bob Concession of Burlington High School, Paul McNamara's interview with Hingham High School captains Jake Higgins and Will Kenny, and my breakdown of the National Federation of High School rule changes for the sport of ice hockey this season. So stick around.
Welcome to the Garrett Regan Summit. I am here joined by Waltham Hawks head coach, John McGuire. John, welcome aboard.
Thanks, man. Great to be here.
First of all, congratulations on your championship last year, Division I state champions, yeah. Dee Dee Garden, yeah. Last March.
That was a lot of fun. New year, but yeah, that was a lot of fun last year for sure. And we graduated a bunch, but we got a good nucleus back and looking forward to the 2018-19 season.
And how's it gone so far? Just a week early. Just a week in here. Yeah, what do you think so far?
Overall, good. We, like I said, we graduated a lot of good players and big hole in the net. We'll get guys competing for that. But we've had some good scrimmages and played well today for the first time, I think, in the 11 years we've had the summit. For some reason, we never played well up here, but played pretty well today. So we're looking forward to the season.
And what do you see as kind of the keys early on for you guys?
Again, I think the key is goaltending in terms of we got three kids vying for that position. And then a lot of new guys that I think can play at the varsity level. They've shown that in the scrimmages to go out and do it in games. So, very optimistic. And I think we'll have an opportunity to compete in our league and hopefully make the tournament and see what happens.
And you guys are always strong in your league. You got a really tough league to play against.
Yeah.
Who do you think in your league, who do you suspect will
be? Well, Central Catholic and Andover, the two top teams. Sure. I don't see that changing. And, we hope to be able to compete with them in competitive games. And then I think after that, I think everyone's pretty similar. Us, Westford, Chelmsford, Acton, Boxborough, Billerica. I think we're all, very similar. So play each team twice there, and that usually determines who goes to the tournament.
Yep. So talk a little bit about the summit here itself. Sure. You're one of the major organizers here of the summit over the years. It's blossomed into 74 teams this year, correct?
Right.
Which is the largest we've had in 11 years.
Yeah.
So maybe talk a little bit about the summit, how it's come about, how it's grown.
First, it's a memory of Garrett Regan, a longtime Hingham High coach. And when he passed, we thought about, what could we do to honor his memory. And we thought about a scholarship and things of that nature. And we came up with the idea as an association. So we, like you said, we organized it 11 years ago. And at the time, there were only five rinks. So we had 60 teams. We had some workshop speakers. We had Division I coaches here as a right in the middle of the day, set up in rink one. And to see 1,300 kids and coaches in a rink and listen to Jerry York and Jack Parker was pretty cool.
Yeah, legends.
And we've grown in terms of numbers of rinks, so we're up to 74 teams, like you said. Unfortunately, today we don't have a workshop, and we shortened the day without that big rink one ceremonial speaker kind of thing. But, again, it's for a great cause. We put money towards Garrett's scholarship down in Hingham, and it's just a great kickoff of the season. I think the coaches enjoy it by dress rehearsal and end of a long week after tryout. So we'd like to keep it going. Hopefully we'll. And I heard there's two more rinks being built, so maybe we'll have even more teams next year.
My goodness. This place couldn't get any bigger, and they're going to make it bigger. And as a former coach coming up here, it's a tough bus ride, but, God, it's worth it. You take a group of kids on a bus for an hour and a half, and you get a lot of stuff. It's a good cap to the end of the tryout week.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's a nice kickoff for the season in terms of playing two competitive periods, and most of the games have been fairly close over the years, which is a great thing. And again, I just think it's something we like to keep going perpetually, and hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, well, congratulations on last season, and good luck this year. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank
John
you,
McGuire
thank you very
from
much.
Waltham High School. We'll be back.
If you're looking for exceptional auto service, head on down to Sullivan Tire. Family owned and operated, they've been serving New England for over 60 years. Their highly trained staff will give you a hand with any of your auto needs. Sullivan Tire offers brand name tires and parts at a price that can't be beat. They're always here to get you there. Sullivan Tire.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to My Hockey Live's coverage of the 11th annual Garrett Regan Hockey Summit here, coming live from Marlboro, and joining us now is head coach Bob Kassishian from Burlington High School. Bob, another exciting day for high school hockey in Massachusetts.
I love this day. It's my favorite day of the year. It really is. See all these teams and getting excited about another high school season. And the summit, My Hockey Live, it's a really, really exciting time of the year. I've been doing this a long time, and when I'm not excited about it, that's when I'm done. And I still love it, and it's going to be a great day.
It's great to see that energy still going, Bob, and you know, we're excited. We appreciate you coming up here. We know you got a game coming up, but how's the early preseason and tryouts and all that going for Burlington High, and what might we see this afternoon?
Well, we have a very interesting team this year, I think. We're in it. We're in a streak where we have 7 or 8 seniors every year, similar to, like, say, Waltham, a good public school competition among players on the team. We have some good forwards back. We have a strong defense back. We're young in the goal, but we have some really good candidates there. So we're using this preseason to try to figure out who's going to be our goalie and maybe see who's going to play with each other. But I think we should be decent, and our league is going to be really strong this year.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the league. So it's one of the strongest leagues in the state. I mean, yeah. I know you play a very, very tough schedule. You got a great tournament also that yes. you just started covering a couple of years ago. So. Yes. Maybe touch on those two things.
Unbelievable league this year. I think Arlington is going to be really strong. Reading as well, very, very strong. In our division, which is the Freedom, you get a team like Melrose. Melrose is really a team to watch this year. They were very young last year, and they had a lot of success. But the competition in our league is great. Our non-league schedule is awesome. In our tournament, the Coon Tournament, we have Framingham, Chelmsford, and Medford every year. Going into the tournament, we have the Middlesex League Catholic Conference showdown there on Martin Luther King Day. So it's really an exciting schedule, and I'm hoping that our kids are up to the challenge of the schedule.
That's great. I know you're very involved with the Coaches Association, Bob, and you know, we've been, you know, part of that for the past couple of years now, and really see all that you guys do. But you know, for the coaches out there that maybe are new to coaching in high school hockey or not familiar with the MSHCA and things like that, could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's something that I think the younger coaches really have to start to embrace, because, you know, there's a lot of people that take shots at high school hockey. High school hockey is one of the best experiences you can have athletically, I feel. And we have a lot of people coming at us, and we have to be a strong association. In order to be a strong association, we have to have members. And I think the younger coaches really have to start thinking about the game, our game, our high school hockey game, and start getting involved in it. And I think our association and My Hockey Live, as far as publicizing our game, and have done a great job, but we need the younger coaches to get involved.
Well, it's a good message. Good to know. I mean, with technology today, we have a greater way of reaching them, and you know, they can have more involvement. I know you guys put on annual clinics and different types of events. There's awards and all-star games and things like that that are only available to the members of the MSHCA, so maybe talk a little bit about those.
So we have, actually, when you say the technology, I was on a conference call this morning from my locker room, involved in the meeting of the board to pick the Hall of Fame recipients this year, and also to talk about Players of the Year. We're trying to add different things to publicize and enhance our game, because our game is a great game, and I think those are the things that we have to do. I think, you know, we can complain about what's going on in terms of where people are playing, where they're going, but we have to make our game as best it can be. And people want to play for a program, in a program where it's going to be a positive culture, and they're going to get something out of it. And I think the best thing we can do is to promote our own teams and our own games. And we do that through different media outlets like My Hockey Live, through what we do as an association, through our tournaments. There's nothing like the state hockey tournament. No team can play in anything like the state hockey tournament, and that experience is something that kids remember for the rest of their lives. I mean, I see people I coached I don't know, 30 years ago, I guess, 32 years ago. It's my 32nd year starting today.
18,
yeah. So. In those, they remember the games, the games in that tournament, like it was yesterday. And that's something it's a memory for a lifetime, but it's also an experience. You'll be friends with those guys that you've played with for a lifetime. And I think that's the thing that high school hockey brings.
Yeah, the culture of hockey in general is very different than some of the other sports.
Yes, you know? Without question.
And those kids do remember those days from high school. We,
yep.
We all do get a little bit older, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so,
yeah we but, do. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all good. I know you were on the call this morning and things like that. We're happy to now have an affiliation with Hockey East and Joe Bertagno over there. And you know, I went to the BCBU game the other night and saw a lot of local kids on the ice. So
yep.
Doesn't mean everybody goes to D1 or whatever.
No.
But club hockey is something that we're following these days as well on My Hockey Live. So there's so much opportunity out there for these kids beyond high school hockey if they stay within their program.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to you about covering club hockey. I am encouraging a lot of my players now who are ready to go to college and who are good hockey players and they want to continue to play club hockey. And to me, club hockey is a great alternative to playing a couple of years juniors and going to school when you're 22 years old. Frankie Bonanno, our captain, is playing for Merrimack. We have Robbie Ryan, who played for us a few years ago, third year at BC. We've had a lot of success with club hockey, and I really think it's a good thing that you're covering club hockey because that's a pure form of hockey as well.
It is, and it allows the kids to, you know, keep their study habits
yep.
up there and
exactly.
things like that.
Yep.
Now my son played down at Mass Maritime for 4 years down there, and now look at their program, you know, so
yep.
they're now sanctioned D2,
yep.
so it's exciting times.
It is.
Anything more about the Garrett Regan, too? I mean, I know you've been here for all 11 of them.
Yeah,
so.
I love this day. I really do. And John McGuire, unbelievable job. Talk about work for this type of thing to put it together. I just get really excited seeing all the teams. And we know the tryout week is over, which for us is a tough week as coaches. It's a really tough week. And we get excited about it starting today, going into scrimmages next week. The season's ready to go, and we're ready to go.
All right. Well, we appreciate you as always jumping in with us. We look forward to the season getting underway. We're excited today as well, so I'm always happy to be a part of it.
And, Mark, thanks for all you guys do for high school hockey. It's awesome. Thank you very
much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You are listening to the My Hockey Live podcast. The Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation is actively recruiting lifeguards to fill summer lifeguard jobs. If you are a qualified swimmer and are interested in applying for a summer lifeguard position, this is a great opportunity to do what you love and make $1,060 every 2 weeks. Visit masslifeguard.com to register today.
Welcome back to the 11th annual Garrett Regan Summit here in Marlboro. Paul McNamara with My Hockey Live, joined right now by the senior co-captains from the Hingham Harbormen, Will Kenny and Jay Higgins. And Will, you guys had a good skate today.
We did. Great effort by Ryan Riley, scoring 2 goals and a good 3-1 win after not winning that game for a while. So I'm very proud of the team to get that win under our belt.
Jay, it's good to get a skate in against the Catholic Conference team. I mean, everybody knows Hingham has a great schedule every year. You play a good number of the Catholic Conference teams, but good right out of the gate to skate against the Hawks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at our schedule, we have a bunch of those games against all the Catholics. In the first 3 games of the season, we have SJP and Central and Milton to start it off. So we kick it up top-notch right away, and it just helps play them in the preseason. They're a great team. We played a great game. It was hard, fast, physical. Just good to get into it.
So, Jay, talking with Jay Higgins and Will Kenny from Hingham. Will, tell us a little bit about the transition from last year to this year. Some of the guys that might have moved on and that you're trying to fill the spots and who's going to step up.
So we definitely are missing a couple forwards with Frank Higgins and Marshall. And we're looking for seniors like Jacob Clark and John Sullivan and Ryan Riley to step in, and along with junior Timmy Carroll. And I think that these kids can definitely step in and fill the roles because they're definitely big shoes to fill.
Jay, of course. Jay, you anchor the defense, and Hingham's always known for its defense. Traditionally, play a lot of low-scoring games and just grind it out to the end. But this year, talking to Coach Bobby Allen, one of the assistant coaches earlier, who said Coach Messina and the staff looking for a little bit more goal scoring this year, maybe a little more up-tempo and play in some more high-scoring games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we have the team capability to get the goals. As we saw in our 30-minute game, we had 3 goals pretty quickly, and I just think it starts in practice. I mean, we have a great coaching staff with all of our drills that we do. We really put emphasis on getting to the net, getting to the front of the net, and getting those dirty goals. So I think it's definitely higher emphasis this year to, you know, help our goalies out, help the defensemen out by putting in some goals. And I think it starts from the back end. So we'll improve from there, practice every day, and we'll see how it goes in the games.
There you have it. The Hingham Harbormen, Jay Higgins, Will Kenny will be leading the Harbormen this year as they face another Ironman schedule. Toughest schedule in the league of a public school team, and they're always there in the conversation when it comes around to tournament time. 1A are definitely South Division I, and they're always a contender. Good luck to the Harbormen this year, and our thanks to Will Kenny and Jay Higgins for joining us here at the 11th Annual Garrett Reagan Summit.
Thank you.
Presenting sponsor of the My Hockey Live podcast is Sullivan Tire. Bob Sullivan started Sullivan Tire and Auto Service in 1955 with the aspirations to have a company that treated customers and employees like a member of the family. For over 60 years, we are still a family-owned business, and we continue on with this value. We've continued to grow and serve customers throughout New England. Our business consists of neighborhood auto service facilities, commercial truck centers, retread manufacturing facilities, a wholesale division, and a small company that install vehicle lifts, all serving the customer the way Bob Sullivan would have wanted. At Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, each and every person who walks through our door is important. No job is too small and no customer request too big. We will give you prompt, efficient, and quality work provided by highly trained professionals using state-of-the-art equipment. We strive to differentiate ourselves by offering exceptional service, brand-name tires and parts, and the best-trained staff in the industry. With locations throughout New England, go to SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Welcome back. There are 5 ice hockey rule changes for the 2018-2019 season that I wanted to go over. Now, none of them are going to come off as really important right now, but I guarantee that during some playoff game or some game out in Western Massachusetts in the middle of January, this will come up. So, because that's the way these things work. So here they are. So our rule 3-1-1, sticks must be free of any projections and all edges of the stick must be beveled. Now, basically what they're asking students and player athletes to do is to make sure that their sticks are safe, which is pretty simple, and you'd expect that. The reason why is back in the day, we had aluminum sticks. Right after the aluminum sticks came out in the early 90s, some of them had some pretty sharp edges on them. They've actually taken the language aluminum out of the stick language, so that's no longer used as part of the NFHS Ice Hockey Committee. But they're also not reviewing sticks, which is interesting. They're not going to be vetting which sticks are okay to use and which ones are not, like they do with helmets. The second one is 3-3-1. Goalkeepers must cover his or her legs with pants or socks. Another one that seems like a pretty simple idea to have in the rule book. It's stated that in the protective equipment section, and it's existed there for many years, goalkeepers must have observed wearing some sort of goalie pads without covering on the back of their legs. Now, new goalie pads tend to have covering over the back. In this instance, what they're asking player athletes to do is to make sure that that their legs are covered with something. And it totally depends on the player. Some players prefer to wear the socks that the team is wearing. Others prefer to wear a specific pair of socks because they're good luck. They don't have to match. Some players prefer to wear sweatpants. I've actually even seen kids that have worn pajama pants with funky designs on them. I remember we had one kid that wore SpongeBob pants that he would wear under his equipment. But you know what? If that's what makes him happy and that's what's going to help him, you know, goalies are a different creature. So we usually let that one go. Rule 4-2-8, when the penalty's captain's choice of players occurs, the player selected will serve the penalty on behalf of the team. She or he will not be charged with the penalty individually. So basically what happens in a situation like this, the captain is supposed to pick someone to serve the penalty. And this would be an instance like the first one that came to mind was a bench minor or the player that has to serve the 2 minutes of the game misconduct penalty. The player has been ejected. The 2 minutes or 5 minutes in a game misconduct or in a minor misconduct. So in this instance, the player that is selected by the captain does not actually have that player's the penalties count against them on the in the scorebook. They are serving the penalty, but they are not actually the ones who are being counted as having had the penalty. So that's important because there are a certain number of penalties players can occur before they are ejected from a game. Rule 8-2-3, a penalty shot is awarded when a goal cage is displaced on a breakaway or in the last 2 minutes of regulation. This change creates consistency with Rule 8-2-5 regarding deliberately displacing a helmet by a goalie. At times, if there's a breakaway situation and the game is close, a goalie might knock the net off on purpose or take off their helmet in a breakaway situation. This would be an automatic penalty shot if that were to occur. And this happens in the last 2 minutes of regulation, which is more likely where you would see that. Again, this is when I spoke earlier, this is one of those ones you might see during a tournament game where, you know, the season is coming down on the line. There's 2 minutes left in potentially in the season. Rule 9-5-3, the faceoff will be held at the center ice spot when an errant whistle for icing the puck occurs. And this eliminates the advantage for the attacking team, which would get a faceoff in their zone on an accidental icing call. We'd all like to believe the referees never make mistakes. I've met some good ones, but everybody has their moments, just like coaches and just like players. So in this instance, this is the fairest spot to drop the puck. 2018-2019 points of emphasis. Of course, it's health and safety. It always has been. But the three things that they're looking for within that health and safety are player safety and dangerous hits. That has been certainly the look for the last 5 to 7 years, the dangerous hits, especially along the boards where one player is striking another player on the back towards the boards. The second is concussion recognition and management. Coaches have had to take concussion courses through the National Federation of High Schools for a long time now. And then the third one is mouth guard use. So these three things really have been points of emphasis for a long time, but they're re-encouraging those for officials and for coaches and players. Lastly, sportsmanship, which is something that should be considered in all high school athletics, not just ice hockey. And that's about it for the changes for this year. So again, nothing major that you would expect, like last year where we had the two-minute penalties from the minute and a half penalties. That was a major change to the game. None of these are real major changes to the game, but certainly at some point they could make a difference. And that's it for this week's episode of the My Hockey Live podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform, your podcast platform. We are available on everything now, whether it's Google, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, we're there. And lastly, make sure to rate and subscribe when you get the chance. So also, please do check us out on the myhockeylive.com website. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week.